Unit 3. IELTS Listening. Section 3. You will hear two students, Marco and Kelly, talking to their tutor about a case study. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Okay, Kelly and Marco. We arranged this tutorial so you could give me an update of your joint project, the case study on the work you've been doing at the Janssen Adventure Sports Centre. Is that right?
Yes, that's it. It's won quite a few awards lately. It's not that far from the university campus.
Right. Yes, I have it here. Fire away.
Well, at first, we were going to look only at the management structure of the centre, but we decided to examine the reasons that have made it more successful than other centres. The centre's success has not just come from its many achievements. It's also attracting people of all ages from a wide range of backgrounds. We talked to staff and members and...
How many people did you talk to?
There are just over 600 members overall and 43 staff, including freelance trainers. So far, we've talked to, about 39 members.
Didn't you think of giving a questionnaire to everyone?
We decided against it.
Why was that?
Well, we thought that face-to-face interviews, however brief, would be better, as we'd be able to probe people gently to give us more details, if need be.
And your findings so far?
The members we've spoken to all think that the centre's very well run. The site and event managers are very focused and work well together. And the management team includes representatives from the centre users.
This means that when decisions are made, they're not taken in isolation of the members, as so often happens in other organisations. The management team's then in touch with the members and vice versa.
You seem to have learnt a lot so far.
I agree. It's been a really challenging but exhilarating experience being there. I can't wait to go in every day.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Okay, would you like to tell me a bit about the reasons behind the success of the centre? Kelly, would you like to go first?
Okay. Well, when we questioned the people, we asked what they thought the most important reasons for the centre's success were. There were three factors that stood out from all the others.
Can you say something more about each of these specific points, Marco? Would you like to go on?
Well, as Kelly said, we isolated three main factors that were clearly more important than others. We found that for most people and organisations, like businesses, having award-winning courses that encouraged team building and leadership development were absolutely crucial to the success of the centre. They felt that the quality of the courses, which had been validated by external assessors, were important to having confidence in the centre.
Yes, that doesn't sound surprising, considering how many centres and clubs are not as professional as this centre appears to be. We can't expect them all to be perfect, but... And the next factor?
I personally thought the quality of facilities would come next. But a close second was the quality of the coaching, which is more professional than most places the respondents have come across.
Like Marco, I expected facilities to come next and...
Most people said the centre managed to attract some really top quality people working as coaches. They see their job as pushing participants to realise their full potential. They are really good. The most experienced coaches are those running courses in team building in management. They are also very motivating leaders who are passionate about what they do.
And the third factor, Kelly?
The next factor is the range of courses and adventure opportunities. There are outdoor endurance courses covering trekking, mountain climbing, obstacle courses, and the centre also offers to design specific courses for companies. It was really thrilling to see all this in action as the staff work to become the best in their field.
It sounds as if you've got a lot out of this experience.
It's the sort of place I'd like to work after I've graduated.
Me too.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.